It is the new one from Regard. It's called Signals at 14 minutes after 4. Once again, a hearty Monday afternoon welcome to Gavin Steinhober from Kloppers Incorporated. How's it?
Yeah, good to be back. Yeah.
It is. It just seems like we chat every day. That's how quickly the weeks are going. First up, how is Zingela? I see on your Facebook you haven't been banned lately, but you have been doing some Kif off-road biking, motorbiking. What do you call it?
With adventure biking.
Adventure biking. It does look like an adventure. Gosh, we muddy.
We streaked across from here to...
When you say streaked...
fully dressed in the warm weather.
Sure.
And we try and sort of get there just on dirt, you know, without going on tar roads.
No, it's super fun.
Yeah.
Great fun.
Pretty much nearly managed it. It's a long day, but it was...
It must be so lucky to do it, actually, just to get out there and just get rid of all that angst.
You know that Tugela Valley, it's funny, on like a motorcycle, when you're going through the backcountry, you won't notice it on a car. If you go from Greytown to Weenen, for instance, you'll just go along this tar road and you'll see there's, you know, that you're obviously in a tribal area, but you don't actually get involved. And, you know, we'll often be riding along and it's a hot day and you notice somebody's got some beer crates stacked outside their house. And
can you do?
And you pop in and I'm telling you, it's amazing for them. There's so much curiosity around the motorcycles.
I'm sure.
And it's amazing for us because you almost feel as if... I don't think they have many fair-skinned people pop in there, so it's quite...
Loud, noisy motorbikes.
So it's quite a good cultural exchange.
It is, of course. I get you. The deeper and darker you go into deepest, darkest Africa, the more kind and genuine the people are, really. It's a great way. And I always...
And back to my point I always make, you realize that, all the racism happens in Parliament and on the streets we get along.
Yeah, they're just trying to drive a wedge into us, but the truth of the matter is everybody gets along just swimmingly. It's also when I go on a long journey, I have not particularly pushed for time. I always go off and take the B roads and even the D roads. You know, the dirt roads. It's great fun. It's a great way to travel.
And you also realize how beautiful everything
it is, you know. Remarkably. Yeah. You know, get off the N3. So listen, we're not here to chat about that. Let's talk about homeowner associations.
Well, it's a good topic. You know, if you're buying in Belito, you probably will have realized that you really got three main options. One is you can buy a house in the suburbs.
Yep.
So, you know, anywhere in Sheffield or Salt Rock or, you know, the old Belito. And, you know, you'll own your piece of land and that's it. And you'll pay rates to the municipality. What also has happened is that we've obviously got estates. And traditionally what estates do is they form a homeowners association. So all the properties within that homeowners association, there's a title deed condition on each of their title deeds that... If you own that property, you'll be a member of the Homeowners Association.
Right.
You'll pay your levies to the Homeowners Association in addition to your rates, and you'll abide by their rules, and you will not be able to transfer that property without their permission, which is just a way of making sure that you're paid up when you leave, when you want to leave.
Okay, all right.
Right, so you'd wonder, okay, well, why would I want to pay rates and then effectively...
And then on top of that,
You now have to pay homeowners' levies as well, which is essentially rates on top of rates, because
it is.
All a homeowners' association really is a mini-municipality that makes sure the roads and the electricity and the sewage and everything is...
Within the estate works.
And that obviously that, it also has rules with regards to architecture and behavior and so forth. So,
well, sometimes they get a bit carried away, don't they?
Well, that's always the case. You know, people go, well, I don't think I'll be able to live in a homeowner's estate because, you know, I don't like rules. I like to do my own thing in my own yard and nobody must tell me what to do or how to build my house or what color to paint it or whatever. All right, well, if you like that kind of thing, there are also people who don't want their neighbor to paint his house pink.
Yeah.
Or to have, mirrors on it or, you know, do anything silly like we
But some of them, like Mount Edgecombe, I mean, they even prescribe what tiles you can put on the floor or what outside furniture and catalogue you could use.
Yeah, whether you can or can't enclose your balconies and so forth.
Yeah.
So I think, you know, I live in an estate. I can't imagine not living in an estate.
Okay.
For the following reasons. The one is the security.
Sure.
So if I am away, I don't have to worry about my family. They're not out there on their own.
Yeah, I think that's a primary reason,
They're in a secure, gated estate, and nobody comes to... We don't lock the doors. Nobody comes to the house unless we know they're coming.
You don't lock your doors. What's your address?
Yeah, exactly. I don't mind telling you, because it's perfectly safe. There's nobody going up and down the road
that
shouldn't be there.
Yeah.
Okay. Secondly, I mean, you're not you don't have potholes in the roads. You know, the HIA maintains all the roads perfectly, all the verges. You know, if the curb stones start looking a bit dinged, they remove them, put new ones
sure,
in.
It's how you would imagine a great city to be run, really, well, that things get taken care
of. But, you know, all of that costs money.
Sure.
And so you contribute to that. You're paying a little bit more than a bloke who's just paying his rates.
Yep.
But you're getting a lot in return.
What's the average homeowners association fee? What's it sort of ballpark range from?
It ranges from $2,000 to $5,000 a month.
Is it? Okay.
You know,
sure,
depending on where you are.
Yep.
You're paying for, if you're in the neighborhoods and your neighbor does something, you know, ridiculous, I mean, good luck complaining to the Guadalcusa municipality and letting anything happen. Or if they make a noise or they're just a bad neighbor, you really don't have anywhere to go. Whereas, you know, if you complain about your neighbor's loud music in a HIA, well, the security guys are there and they say, listen, chaps, you've got to turn it down. If you don't, you're going to get a fine. You know,
or you could just do like the Australians did recently with when there was a demonstration. They just started playing Barry Manilow over and over again, very loud.
It'll send everyone home.
Send everybody home. That's how I get back at my neighbors. If they play loud music on a Saturday night, I just put Whitney Houston on repeat, and then I go out.
So perfectly. So then you also get sectional title schemes. So sectional title schemes are basically little schemes of units that are all in one scheme.
Yep.
There's a body corporate that runs them, and you pay your levies there. You pay your rates as well. And the levies that you pay, you get also good bang for your buck with a sectional title scheme because generally the body corporate will take on painting. So they'll paint the whole scheme once every 5 to 8 years. You get a paint job. It always looks nice. You know, if there's any if there's work to be done, it gets done. There's obviously often like roads and that – gardens and so forth, that all gets maintained by the body corporate. And then also your insurance gets paid by the body corporate. So if you had to have a house in the suburbs and you pay your own insurance, your own maintenance and your own gardening and all of that, you're not really far off. So it's not as if you're not getting something for those levies that you pay. So it's also nice because they're normally fenced off and secure. They have an entrance gate and only people who live there are allowed in, or people who've got a code to come in from an owner. So it's a pretty managed situation. And once again, it's the sort of thing as well, if you're the sort of person who wants to lock up and go, ideal. You know, you can crack That's off helpful. And go to Joburg or Cape Town or overseas and leave your place for 2 or 3 weeks and come back, it'll be fine.
Is there a category difference, between a homeowners association and a body corporate? I mean, what's the difference? Is it the same thing?
Well, the one just runs all the properties that are in its homeowners association.
Right.
The other one runs all the units, which is basically a sectional title unit. You also sometimes have a sectional title scheme within a homeowners association. So an owner of one of those, I've got an investment one, and one of the things that makes it a little bit sort of tricky as an investment is you're paying sectional title levies, homeowners levies, and you're paying rates.
Right.
So, you know, you've got quite a few expenses that you know you wouldn't have if you just had.
It's paradise tax, I'm afraid. Yeah. You want to live in a beautiful estate, it's paradise tax.
I suppose so. You know, I think if you look at the amount of people that want to be in estates and want to be in sectional schemes, it's quite obvious that they feel that it's worthwhile having those additional expenses because of what you get in return. I think even more so when we had the unrest and so on, I think you felt less vulnerable.
It's kind of like a central go-to body within your area, you know.
Yeah, we organized our security from within, and we were 30, 40 guys ended up at the gates.
Armed to the teeth, I'm sure.
It was quite astonishing.
Me too, and I'm slow to you. When it all happened, and I'm slow to you, we all met by the road. I was like, where on earth did all this come from? I was very surprised.
Yeah, I started to realize we've got quite a few people here that were, you know, probably people who went and assisted the Americans in Iraq and those sort of people.
Yeah, and they were living their best life while it was all going on. Yeah,
probably well.
They had their webbing and their camo and like six different weapons, and they were like, I've got this.
I think speaking to the agents for the latter part of 2021, we did lose a bit as a competitive sort of destination because of that unrest. You know, for a couple of months, it had a really negative effect on us. where you know, people who were in two minds would have thought, well, maybe KZN's not the best bit.
Yeah,
You know,
we seem to have blotted that out, though. Us, no, who lived through it. We don't really have a choice. We just get on with it.
Well, I think the way that we handled it was was inspiring, because I mean, you kind of know it's not a big thing anymore. You know?
Yeah.
You said, okay, yeah, well, you know, it happened. It was everybody's worst nightmare.
Yeah.
We overcame it. Everybody got on with it.
You shall not pass.
Yeah. I also think even the communities in which it arose, they weren't 100% behind it, and I think they, I don't think they were very happy. I mean, you know, we had so I don't think it's the way forward for us. It's not the way forward for them. No. And I think at least we got it behind us. But you know, we had good recoveries after that. You know, it only about a month or two that everybody was a bit sort of, and then people get on with life. That's what South Africans do. We get on with getting on.
I have a friend in Umhlanga. He works for one of the big estate agencies there, and she sold a house every day last week.
Oh, wow.
I had her best time ever. Yeah, yeah. She's been struggling also since June. It's been tricky in that. And then last week, she just sold all her inventory. Okay. Just suddenly. So there's something happening.
Well,
it is. It's sort of booming. She's very excited.
And also, like, on the other side of all of this, if you don't have banks that are willing to lend, the market will immediately become depressed again, because your buyers won't qualify or they won't get their loans. And the banks are still as bullish as they were last year. So that's good news.
Yeah, is it? I don't understand though. Perhaps you can clarify. Is a homeowners association, big blocks of flats like Palito Hills or the other one that's going up here?
No.
What's the difference there?
There'll be a sectional title scheme,
right?
Which is
probably a body corporate.
All sectional title schemes have body corporates,
right,
and homeowners associations. There are different ways of doing it,
right?
But generally, they have a board of directors or trustees.
Yeah,
so. You know, Simbiti in its entirety is a homeowners association. Within it, you've got blocks of sectional title schemes.
Yeah.
And the sectional title units, obviously, they have a body corporate which functions within the homeowners association.
Yeah.
Sectional titles are quite interesting because, you know, traditionally, anything that's on land belongs to the landowner.
Yes.
So you couldn't have a block of flats on land and have everybody own a separate flat, because the whole building has to belong to the same owner.
I see.
So you would register a company and give people shares, so they wouldn't actually own property, they'll own shares, and you say shares 1 to 10 can use you know the first flat,
second. It's complicated.
So what we did is we created a fiction that you could actually have a little title deed for property in the sky.
Oh, so
your little unit in three-dimensional space gets measured up by a surveyor, and that you get a little title deed for that.
Okay.
So, but it can only exist within a communal scheme called a sectional title scheme.
Right.
So all the units belong to one scheme, and the scheme has a body corporate. So each person owns their unit or their section, and then all the other land in the scheme is owned jointly by all the owners. That's the gardens and the parkings.
Yeah.
And all that, yeah.
And then they also have to deal with, as we say earlier, with some really wayward tenants or residents. I guess homeowners associations often spending money on legal, trying to fight battles and that. I don't know.
Well, they do, but, you know, generally they've got a system.
Yeah.
And you'll get fined a few times, and you might say, well, you know, I'm not paying those fines. Well, you're never going to sell your unit.
Of course.
without paying the fines, because right. If you're not up to date, they won't give you a levy clearance certificate and you can't sell your property. So they are in a good, strong legal position.
Yeah.
And if you're going to be a recalcitrant or difficult owner, you get worked out pretty quickly.
Uh-huh. Okay. Mm. That makes that clearer.
So that just means you as an owner can be relatively certain that you're not going to have the nightmare neighbor.
Yeah.
You're going to have your safety, and also that your big asset, your home or your flat, is going to be well preserved over time, and the neighborhood's not going to go down, so your investment is secure. So there's a lot of reasons to pay the levies. And
All right. Anything else you want to add about that?
No, I think that's pretty much a good explanation of how that works.
So you got at Kloppers Incorporated, you guys are down at the bottom of the hill there.
That's right.
What sort of stuff are you working on at the moment yourself, personally?
Well, I like to focus on residential, and I do a bit of commercial as well.
Yep.
But we're obviously on all the bond panels, so we register about as many bonds as what we do transfers.
Right.
Sometimes we do bond and transfer in the same transaction. So that's our focus, and to be honest with you, we don't really drift off into any any other fields.
Okay. All right. So, Gavin Steinhoff, thank you so much.
Yeah, good to see you.
Always like on a Monday. We just wax lyrical and drift about from topic to topic. Hopefully, someone enjoys it and figures out what we're talking about.
Yeah.
But it's good. Thanks for clearing up some stuff there about homeowners associations and stuff. We'll catch you next Monday.
Catch up with you.
Are you off on your bike again this weekend?
No.
No. Okay, all right.
Hang just around, yeah.
All right, thanks. Gavin Steinhober from Kloppers Incorporated every Monday afternoon just after 4.